What if the biggest threat to your rehab patients right now isn't their diagnosis? It's the environment you're treating them in? The science coming out of microbiology and neuroscience labs is rewriting how smart rehab facilities operate. And most clinicians haven't caught up yet. Plus, it's 2026, and physical therapy is under pressure from every direction. Staffing shortages, infection risks, reimbursement scrutiny. A new wave of research is connecting dots between antibiotic-resistant bacteria, brain plasticity, and resource strategy in ways that directly hit the rehab floor. GateBuddy LLC is already building these insights into clinical infrastructure. Here's what you need to know right now. Pause. First, antimicrobial resistance isn't just a hospital pharmacy problem anymore. It's a rehab floor problem. The world's top microbiologists, including 2020 Nobel Prize winner Charles the 1000 Rice, just convened in Lisbon specifically to address resistant organisms and emerging viruses. Gait training, transfers, mobility work, all high contact, high proximity activities. When resistant bacteria circulate in skilled nursing or inpatient rehab settings, every hands-on touchpoint becomes a potential vector. Facilities that design infection-aware workflows structurally, not as an afterthought, are protecting both staff and patients simultaneously. Plus, second, neuroplasticity is your patient's single greatest rehab asset, and you might be underusing it. Neuroscience research confirms the brain actively rewires itself through focused, intentional movement. Passive rehab produces passive results. But when patients feel genuinely supported, not just physically held, they engage. That engagement triggers real neural pathway reorganization. Durable functional gains come from active participation, not compliance. Pause. Third, equipment isn't optional infrastructure. It's clinical strategy. If your tools don't promote patient engagement, they're working against neuroplastic recovery. Dale Boudreau at GateBuddy puts it perfectly. Safe staff, active patients, better outcomes. That's the mission in three lines. Every piece of equipment should answer one question. Does this make the patient a more active participant in their own recovery? Pause. Here's your action item today. Walk your rehab floor and audit one thing. Which touchpoints create unnecessary physical strain for staff or passive positioning for patients? Identify one protocol you can redesign to be structurally safer and more engagement-driven. Don't wait for a policy update. The science is already there. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at ajantmidas.xyz. And if you want AI, generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at ajantmidas.xyz.